It's time.
We are not called to be nice.
Sandy Rios, welcome, Sandy. Thanks for being here.
We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
And you still like me, or you don't like me, James?
Are you okay? You all right?
I'm a musician. I can't help it.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
We have, I think it's 4-1 youth in America wants gay marriage.
Our kids are the product of public schools. No wonder they poll the way they do.
It's time to stand up or we're going to lose everything we have.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This isn't a game. This is real life.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
Some things are worth fighting for.
Two men who grew up Catholic, served as governors, and now find themselves battling to be the next vice president. But their ideology on key social issues couldn't be more different. When it comes to abortion, GOP vice presidential nominee Governor Mike Pence is unequivocal.
I'm pro-life. I don't apologize for it. I truly do believe that Roe versus Wade was wrongly decided, and again, overturned more than a century of pro-life laws that had been enacted through the democratic process in all 50 states.
The Democrats' VP pick, Senator Tim Kaine, says he's personally pro-life, but supports upholding Roe v. Wade.
I've taken the position, which is quite common among Catholics. I got a personal feeling about abortion, but the right rule for government is to let women make their own decision.
The two candidates don't agree on the issue of same-sex marriage either.
I'll always believe that marriage is between one man and one woman. But my conviction on this matter is that that's an issue that ought to be left up to the states.
My full, complete, unconditional support for marriage equality is at odds with the current doctrine of the church that I still attend. But I think that's going to change, too.
The bishop leading Kaine's home diocese responded, quote, "Despite recent statements from the campaign trail, the Catholic Church's 2,000-year-old teaching to the truth about what constitutes marriage remains unchanged and resolute."
There's a very striking contrast between these two vice presidential candidates, one who is now evangelical, but I would argue actually is much more consistent with Catholic teaching than Tim Kaine.
The Pence-Kaine comparisons come just days after Pope Francis spoke out against schools teaching transgenderism, though he says the church should welcome all people with compassion and mercy. When asked about the upcoming election here in America, he said he would address only a fictional situation.
Study the proposals well, pray, and choose in conscience.
All right, so that was Shannon Bream on Fox last night, preparing us all for the vice presidential debate, which will take place tonight between Mike Kaine and Mike Pence, or Tim Kaine and Mike Pence. And Shannon just laid out the differences between them, so this should be a pretty stunning debate, and we're going to watch it tonight and talk about it tomorrow. Well, we are live at the Cove in North Carolina. We have lots of people standing around who have come down from all over the country to be part of this retreat. And so you guys want to say hello?
Hello?
We're going to talk to you guys in a little bit, so don't go away. We're going to bring you into the conversation, but I've asked Tim Wildman. What's his name again? Tim Wildman, the president of the American Family Association, to join me first up this morning just to talk about what's going on here. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Sandy. I've drawn blanks, too, on people I should know.
You know what?
That's not a good fit. I had to introduce somebody one time and couldn't remember their last name. But I've known him for 20 years. You know, it's one of those things. You just freeze up.
One of the first times I ever was doing radio, radio. I had done it for several years on Moody as a sidekick, but I was like, he'd poke me, and I'd go, yeah, that's funny, and I'd make a comment, and then he would do that. Then I'd go, yeah, that's really, you know, I'd make, so I wasn't really carrying the water.
So
he decided he was going to give me a moment, and he was going to have me introduce Senator Strom Thurmond. Well, he turned it to me, and I just froze.
I know.
I couldn't say anything. I was at the mic, and I...
Yeah, back to you.
To take it again. That was one of the first times I did live talk radio that was serious.
I always have it written down.
I didn't do it so well. So,
good morning.
Tim, it's great to see you, and it's great to see all of our, so many of our supporters here at the Cove. What a great privilege. And so I think it'd be interesting just for us to spend a minute here talking about short form, what AFA is up to, and what kinds of things you're doing now and what you hope to do.
Well, Sandy, of course, American Family Association, our mission is to promote traditional moral family values and to stand in the culture for those values, which are biblical values. And you just played a clip from Senator Kaine and Senator Pence and their debate tonight, the vice presidential debate. Not Senator Pence.
Governor Pence,
yeah. I should say. And it could have been more contrasting, you know, and those that we would be on the side of Pence, you know, and Pence is on the side of God. Yeah. Not because he's a Republican, because he's on the side of right. And he's on the side of moral values. So we've been standing for those values for, 39 years now, almost 40 years now since my dad started this ministry. And so we're not going anywhere, and we're going to keep – my dad used to say – somebody asked him, what are you doing, Don? He said, I'm keeping on keeping on. So we're going to keep on, just like you and just like so many of our friends in the movement, we're going to keep on keeping on. Can't give up, can't quit, can't go away. Otherwise, we lose by default, right? Yeah.
We have to draw a line in the sand, and if we right. if that there's all we can do at this point, right. we just hold a standard and be right. salt
big
and light.
Ahead too,
yeah,
you know?
Tim, I had an email from a listener last week, and he said, "How in the world could AFA endorse Donald Trump, given all of his marriages and all the things he's done, and mm-hmm. running a gambling casino?" Mm-hmm. I want you to respond to that.
Well, first of all, the American Family Association hasn't, quote, endorsed anybody, okay? That's not the case.
You don't do it. You never endorse candidates.
No, don't endorse candidates. My dad's endorsed candidates, and I've endorsed candidates personally here and there, but not very often over the years. So we haven't endorsed Donald Trump. However, there is a big difference between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton on the issues. And they're monumental. And now, Donald Trump, has he lived a life as a secular playboy in New York who's made a lot of money? Yes. But guess what? He's the last one standing, all right? We went through the primary process. We had all the other candidates. He wasn't my first choice, but here we are. And there's a big difference, an open difference between Donald Trump has said the things, the judges he would appoint to the Supreme Court, to the federal bench.
What are students saying about Wesley Biblical Seminary? Here is Pastor Ava Harvey.
Being a pastor for about 15 years, WBS helped to renew my faith. I'm excited physically. I love coming to class. It's just reinvigorated my spiritual life.
I'm John Nyhoff, president of Wesley Biblical Seminary. Come and be a part of our community.
Apply today at wbs.edu. Wesley Biblical Seminary. Discover the difference.
This is a Decency Minute. I'm Bill Johnson. When Ted Cruz ran an ad which referred to gender-confused men as men, the so-called fact-checking agency PolitiFact called Cruz's ad mostly false. A convoluted PolitiFact statement claimed medical experts typically agree that a transgender woman is a woman who identifies differently from her assigned sex at birth, though there isn't universal agreement on this point. Conservative giant Brent Bozell hammered PolitiFact, making the point that even organizations which claim to just look at the facts are often highly biased with a noticeable leftward lean. And when it comes to nonconforming to the immutable facts on gender, Bozell says, liberals are the moral deconstructionists embracing nonsense, falsehood, and fantasy. How crazy of a culture do we live in where you have to be a medical expert to identify someone's gender? This is a Decency Minute. I'm Bill Johnson.
All right, here we go. We're back. Tim, we were talking. All right, so AFA has a voter guide. Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of things that you're doing to encourage people to get out to vote. And certainly, we are encouraging Christians to vote in this election. Mm-hmm. I would just say a word to those Christians that say, I can't vote in this election because Donald Trump is such a... Mm-hmm. His track record, his personal life is such mm-hmm. a mess, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I can't, because of my own conscience, vote for him.
First of all, the last 2 minutes was the most important things I've ever said in my life, and I hope everybody was able to hear that. No, I'm just kidding. We had technical difficulties.
Yes, we
beyond
did.
Our control. Sandy, I don't want to minimize the importance of character. Certainly, we wouldn't do that in American Family Association. I'm talking about with Donald Trump. Now, as I said, though, you're left with two choices here. one will be president. Do you want somebody that's going to be maybe a bad gardener, or somebody's going to burn your house down? Okay, so that, you know, I could give all kind of analogies like that. Ben Carson says, do you want a paper cut or do you want both your legs cut off? All right, so that those are the kind of those are the things that we're looking at. So, but I will say this about Donald Trump. I went to the meeting with him in New York City in April, I think it was, with all those 1,000 Christian leaders. Donald Trump has welcomed Christian leaders into his camp. He's listened to them. He's drawing counsel from them. I don't think, now you could argue, well, he's using them. These are really smart people. Dr. Ben Carson, for example. Newt Gingrich, for example. Well, the governor who's joined his campaign.
Governor Pence,
for example. I could name many others. These are people who've been around the block a few times. They're not going to be, quote, used, all right? And so I think that we need to look at the totality of the situation and the seriousness of the situation and the moment we live in, and not just use Donald Trump's past personal sins to disqualify him from being voted for.
Tim, I want to tell you a story that J. Christian Adams, former Justice Department official who's written about voter fraud. That's why he left the right. Justice Department. He was a whistleblower on the new Black Panthers case in Philadelphia when they intimidated voters in Barack Obama's first election. Okay, so Christian just did a report yesterday about thousands of illegal immigrants because of motor voter signing up to vote in the state of Virginia, signing up to vote in Pennsylvania. I mean, they're tracking the numbers. And and many of them are felons. And we also have a story this morning, which I'm not going to take the time to play, but illegal immigrants are pouring over the southern border even as we speak. The word is out that if Trump gets elected, they better get in now. So the Border Patrol is absolutely overrun. We are, if we, meaning Americans who love this country, prevail in this election, it will be nothing short of a miracle.
Yeah, you know, there's so many issues. You mentioned the illegal immigration issue. Well, the governor of Virginia, McAuliffe, you know, he's the one that wanted all the felons to be able to vote.
Yes, he did.
So he was trying.
He actually made it possible, and then the courts had to stop him.
Yeah,
so.
The courts had to stop him, and then so you're right. This may be, and I always hate to say this is the last chance.
I believe it is.
Well, you should know. You've followed this for a long time. Secular progressivism. Versus constitutional conservatism. So this may be the last chance to stop these people from completely overtaking our country.
Yeah, there's so much at stake.
Other than that, everything's good.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
You know, plus the blatant reports on the loss of religious freedom. And actually, Tim, to make it very personal, I've said this to you privately. All of us that are conservative and believe in traditional marriage, believe that the life of the unborn is... Should be defended, are going to be in the crosshairs of the IRS, all of the, the FBI now. We can't trust our federal agencies. And we are going to be, many of us, in fact, in inside circles in D.C., we're always saying we're going to be in re-education camps. And really, that's not a quantum leap. So
a lot of people don't realize when they're considering who to vote for president, is that the executive branch is controlled by the president. All these agencies, the IRS, all these agencies, they're controlled by the president and the White House, and so it matters who's in control of the White House.
Because they make all those appointments, Justice Department, Attorney General, the head of the FBI, and all of that. So everything is on the table.
Right.
Department of Education.
Right. Vice presidential debate tonight, by the way.
Absolutely. We'll be watching it and talking about it tomorrow. And so Tim Wildman, president of AFA, thanks, Tim.
Thank you, Sandy.
Go have some breakfast, and
okay.
I'm going to talk to these good
Appreciate
people around here. All right, Sandy Rios, back in a second on AFA.
Does the changing of the seasons have you thinking about the future? If you're feeling like you can't contribute as you have in the past, maybe we can offer some help. There are many ways to make an end-of-the-year charitable gift. A cash donation comes with the advantage of a tax deduction. Transferring appreciated stock can allow you to avoid capital gains taxes. You could leave a gift through a will or trust by naming AFA as a beneficiary. And a charitable gift annuity provides a deduction for today as well as guaranteed income for life. As 2016 draws to a close, let us show you how to maximize your year-end giving for yourself and for AFA. Visit AFAFoundation.net or call 800-326-4543, extension 345. If the economy has you worried about what the future may bring, giving through the AFA Foundation could help. Again, that's AFAFoundation.net or call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
American Family Radio is for your family.
My name is Jimmy. I have a friend who was an alcoholic, and he had cirrhosis of the liver real bad and needed a liver transplant. And another friend and I were afraid he was going to die before we could talk to him about Christianity. So I called Sandy Rails one morning. She had a friend on there, and I asked her to pray for him and ask all of the people in the audience to pray for him. Well, he got his transplant. He's doing better. He's turned his life around. He's a carpenter. He's back to work. And I credit God and the Christian audience for praying for him and making everything better. Thank you.
You can hear more stories of changed lives during our three-day Share-a-thon starting October 18th. American Family Radio, 25 years on the battlefront for your family.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with this Fox News and commentary next. How would you like to finish your degree online? Truett McConnell University makes that possible with their top-notch online program. You can even earn a master's in theology. For 70 years, Truett McConnell University has been preparing students to fulfill God's high calling on their lives, on campus or online. A degree that can not only change your life, but also your workplace. Truett.edu is the website. That's Truett.edu. Football fans at East Carolina University are furious after the marching band disrespected the nation during their performance of the Star Spangled Banner. A number of band members either took a knee or refused to play, leading to a chorus of boos from outraged fans. You can watch what happened on my website, toddstearns.com.
Shocked and appalled.
Now that's Kiernan Shanahan, a member of the university's board of directors.
Strong boos from the crowd when they realized what was happening certainly echoed the sentiment, I think, of the board.
The university's chancellor released a rather tepid statement affirming civil discourse. I feel bad for the folks there in North Carolina because their taxpayer-funded university's been infested with a bunch of left-wing educators spewing anti-American ideology. I just wish one of the grown-ups in charge over there could muster the courage to tell the marching band to blow it out their tuba. I'm Todd Stearns.
Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
Wow, thank you.
Call it the Trump effect. An immigrant tells Fox News smugglers now using Donald Trump as a marketing tactic. Their pitch, get here before the wall goes up.
We have an election going on, and the world follows this election.
The latest border surge poses many of the same concerns as it did in 2014. Agents diverted from their official duties, raising serious national safety concerns.
We don't know where these folks are headed. They tell us they're headed to a certain address, but there's really no way for us to verify that.
At the height of the crisis 2 years ago, the total of family units taken into custody stood at more than 66,000. As of last month, it was already well past that, at more than 68,000. It has volunteers working double time at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in the border community of McAllen, Texas.
We provide them with an opportunity to clean themselves up, take a shower, get clean clothing, get hygiene items.
Officials say they're helping anywhere from 1 to 200 immigrants each day. Many come to get on their feet once ICE releases them and they're allowed to settle in America until their future immigration court hearing.
They need our help, and so we need to be able to not turn our backs on them.
The feds say this has nothing to do with a lack of compassion, but argue opening our doors to everyone is a slippery slope.
We have to give them the big boy rules and hope they're telling us the truth.
Nearly two-thirds of all apprehensions happen right here in Texas, largely because of how porous and rugged the terrain is.
All right, that was Casey Stegall on Fox News last night. And, of course, Texas is bearing the brunt of this. They're coming over the border, and someone has said it's so many thousands of unaccompanied minors. And, you know, trying to can you imagine now they're going to pour into our school system? And I know personally teachers are overwhelmed. They're taking in children from all over the world who can't speak the language. They don't even know basic human interaction skills, can't understand directions, don't understand how to go to the bathroom and toilets. You know, so teachers are taking all of this in. That's just one aspect of this. And, of course, we know that the left is rapidly folding people who are coming in here illegally, who have no connection with the country, into our voting system. And so it's a serious situation. And yet, I would have to say that Dr. Michael Brown spoke to us last night. We're here at the Cove, by the way. And he encouraged our hearts a great deal because he reminded us that one of the things that struck me was that, you know, Jesus, and when he first started preaching, it was in the midst of the rule of the Roman Empire, the most decadent, worse than, if it's possible, worse than what we're experiencing now, probably where we're headed. There are a lot of similarities, but things have always been difficult for followers of Christ. It's been abnormal that in America we've had sort of a synergy with our government. We've had a government that's kind of sprung out of Christianity. That's unusual. That's not the normal story. So we will manage this, and we will manage it well. We will be salt and light, and we will take what comes each and every day. But that doesn't mean we're not going to do anything. That's the part that I reject, and if you listen to me, you know that I reject that. I think we have to fight for what's right. Fight for what's just, and that is what's right, is what's just. And we have a just God, I think, who expects that of us. Well, we are live at the Cove, and I just want to say we have some really good-looking listeners standing with us this morning. You guys, just say hello, clap, something so there. All right. I'm just curious. Who in here do you think came? Well, let me just hear where you're from. Just call out your state.
Ohio.
Ohio?
Oh.
Texas.
Yeah, you speak
Ohio.
Up. Ohio. Florida? Florida. Where? Alabama.
Formerly Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Where are you from, sir?
Florida.
Florida.
Virginia.
Virginia. That's a long way. You guys have driven a long... All right, so who do you think, who thinks, based on that, they've driven the furthest to get here, from Rhode Island? John, did you ride your bike from Rhode Island?
No, I rode a bike in Rhode Island, but now in Mississippi.
Oh, listen, John, yeah. We need to talk to you just for a second. I've known John he has been so kind to me personally since I started at AFA. And so, John, tell us, I know you live in Tupelo now. You always ride your bicycle over when I come into town, and you just bring the sweetest things. And what were you, in a former life, what were you in Rhode Island?
I was a school teacher in North Kingstown, Rhode Island. And now I live in Tupelo, Mississippi. I just give my testimony, my first experiences with AFA?
Yeah, sure.
I was not a Christian, unfortunately. I just went through the motions. And when I moved to Tupelo, I discovered American Family Association Radio. That has made a big difference in my life. The wonderful programming, 24/7, 365 days a year, and two wonderful pastors, David Jeremiah and Pastor Robert Jeffress, made a big difference that I was not a Christian as I should be. And I hooked up with West Street Jackson Baptist Church in Tupelo, Mississippi. And that has made a big difference in my life.
John, how old were you when that started happening?
I was about 75.
You know, the reason I ask you that is because when my husband really committed his heart to Christ, and you all know because you're in the room, but my husband is so sweet. He's right here with me. I've watched his life change. But the first thing he said to me when he became a Christian, I have to tell my parents. I have to get on a plane. I've got to go tell my parents. Now, his parents are in their 80s. And we all know what they say about people who get older, that's just too late to really transform their lives. You know, it's all cast in iron, whatever they say. So in a process of ministering to his parents, we brought them to Chicago, and we ended up, it was very hard to get them both to downtown Moody Church. It's a city church. It's hard to park. It's just hard work to get into the city. We prayed about it. We got them there. And would you believe, the first Sunday that they came, a couple was baptized who had come to Christ. They were in their 80s. And they gave their testimony in the baptistry, and we watched them be baptized. So I just want to go on record, and you are Exhibit A this morning of what God can do and Jesus can do in people's lives, regardless of the age. And yes. John, you've been a blessing to me, so thank you so much. It's been great.
And you've been a blessing, and it's just so wonderful that more people don't know about what the American Family Association does.
Well, we're going to just have to tell them. And, you know, that is absolutely actually something people know. You know, you can listen anywhere in the world with the app. So I know that it's the smartphone. You just download it. It's easy, and you can listen anywhere. So we're not limited by the land stations that we have now. We have 200, which is wonderful. But just if you can tell people, tell your grandkids, tell your friends in other states, they can listen anywhere they are.
Yes.
Thank you, John. All right, so I asked the question, but we didn't get the answer. Who came the furthest, you think?
9 hours
or so. Dallas? Dallas? Mm-hmm. How long did it take you?
Well, I flew to Nashville.
Yeah. But that you get credit still. If you came here, okay, good. You don't have to drive it. But uh-huh. Dallas, okay, yes. So Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Is that further than Florida from here?
Well...
Yes,
driving
Dallas
it would be.
From here?
Yeah, I think it would be, because just to get to Nashville driving, it's about 10 hours.
From Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I forget how big
and
Texas
then we drove
is.
Another, I drove 2 hours to my parents in Crossville, Tennessee, and then we all took off and came out here to see you.
Oh, yes.
I listen to you every morning in Dallas.
Wow, thank
yeah,
you.
Every morning on
thank
the way
you.
To work.
Do you know, here's the funny thing, you guys. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
When you do, okay, I did broadcast radio for years, of course, so I'm in a station, I drive, and there's engineers, there's people around, there's windows, and I'm waving at the engineer, and, you know, we're doing commercials, and you go out into Chicago and do events, and people come, and you have an idea that you're actually talking to people, and you have a little bit more,
right.
Well, the way it works now is there's a studio in my home, and I don't see anybody except my husband.
Right.
And boy, he sees me too. So and there are no cameras, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But I really do. I know I'm talking to people, but it's very different. And so when I go to an event and suddenly people go, oh, like we were at First Baptist Church Dallas not long ago, and Dr. Jeffress introduced me in the audience, and people applauded. And I thought, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
People are listening. You know, I don't know, it's very hard to explain, but...
Yes.
Anyway, it's a joy to see you face to face.
You're awesome.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, just I appreciate your prayers. We're all in this together, and this is what God has called me to do, and it's very rewarding then for me to hear back from you. Wait, we need you on the mic. Can you go to here? Go to Bruce there.
I mean, it's like when we wake up in the morning, when I wake up in the morning. It's like you're my family coming together. So it's really important. You're special.
Well, I didn't expect this, but I appreciate it. That's very kind of you. And your family to me, too. You know, I used to do, I've always been on stage because I was a singer. So singing, you know, you have an audience, and I'm an audience person. I like people, and I do that better than when I started doing radio. Our television was... You know, you're in a room with a black box and a little earpiece, and you gotta talk and act like you. And those there are different kinds of skills, and this is one too that I had to learn, was to be energized alone by myself in a room. And it's just really wonderful for me to see your faces, and I will remember when I go back and I'm talking. I will remember you, and to be grateful that I know who I'm talking to. All right. Well, all right. I had other questions now. What were they? Where are my questions? Why did you come? Why did you come? This is AFA week at the Cove. What motivated you to spend your resources and your time? I want to say there was a couple here yesterday. Couldn't pass the mic. There was a couple here yesterday who are going through some really hard times. I didn't know that. I just randomly asked them to join us, and he's been out of work for 2 years. And she works, but, you know, these are hard times economically for people. And she said, we haven't been on a trip together in years. And I just thought, we just wanted to come. They listen to the show every morning, too. Is that moving or what? That they spent their resources that they had to drive all the way out here and to be with us. So I just hope, my prayer is that we can encourage each other, just as Michael Brown did encouraged us last night, that we can encourage each other to just roll up our sleeves and finish well and fight the good fight. So that if we do that, I'll be happy. Okay, so why did you guys come? Can be even, yes, ma'am. Oh, tell us your name.
Well, I'm Ruth Howell from Naples, Florida.
Ah, Naples. That's a trip.
We were from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we could listen to you on the radio, and we listened every single morning. And we told so many people to please get up and listen to you at 8 o'clock in the morning. And it was difficult to get people up. Well, now we're down in Florida, and we cannot get you except on the Internet. And we get you, but it doesn't always come in good. So we're here because we see our country going to pieces. It is a disaster, as Trump says, and we're so concerned. And people are not learning about Christ. They're not learning about what is happening in our whole world. And we're here because we want AFA to grow and become great and have stations all over so people can hear what is going on. We love you. We love to hear you. And we so love to be here. And we're so concerned of the tragedies that are happening in this country that we've never had before. And we're so thankful. And just thank you for your work. We appreciate it so very, very much.
Thank
and
you.
God bless you.
Thank you so much. Lovely. You know, this reminds me of, I know that, you know, if you did a demographic study and you printed out who's here this week, I think Michael pointed it out last night, most of us are older. And so, okay, that could be a knock. I don't mean that he meant it as that. We could say, well, we're irrelevant. But, you know, I'll tell you something. When I went to Russia in 1990, before the Soviet Union broke up and when Boris Yeltsin was running for president, the thing, I spent 2 weeks in Moscow, and I was doing interviews with people during this transition time, and I heard from KGB agents to ballerinas to neurologists over and over and over again, how did you hear about God? From my grandmother. From my grandmother. From my grandmother. The KGB agent who told me this, he got kind of overcome with emotion. His voice broke. He pushed. I still have the tape of it. Yuri Minaev, I'll never forget this. And I asked him, how in the world could you have raids on churches and arrest people and take them and put them into prison when your grandmother was one of those people in the underground church? And he pushed back the table and he said, it affected me very much. I'll never forget that. So if you think that you are irrelevant because of your age or your gray hair, we are hanging on and transferring to the next generation with all of our might what we know to be true. And we are not going to give up. And our children and our grandchildren who we are talking to, aren't we? Yes, we are. We are teaching them. They will remember. It may be that we're going to have to lose more ground, but they will remember what their grandmother said, what their grandfather said. So we're going to hold fast, and American Family Radio is going to do our part to keep you informed just as long as we possibly can. And Ruth, that's wonderful that you've made practical application that you want to help that happen so that we can be heard. Let me repeat, you know, tell your friends they can download that AFR app and they can listen anywhere. That means all over the world we could have impact without even having stations if we can't afford to build more or acquire more. So there are other ways to get the word out, and we appreciate your financial support. We appreciate those of you listening who support us in other ways, those of you that pray. We are partners in this battle, and what a pleasure it is. What a time to be alive. Isn't that something? It's a wild ride. It's not a boring life serving God. It's full of adventure. I wouldn't want it any other way. All right. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, more from you. So don't go away. You want to complain? Tell them goodbye. We go very personally.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. We're going to Israel in March, March 9 through the 17th. We'll be going to the land of the Bible, the Holy Land. We'll be seeing so many places every day. The days are just full of things you've read about in the Bible.
And one of the things that I enjoy about our trip is wearing people out. And we'll be wearing folks out during our trip of Israel, because I know that when folks pay to go to Israel, they want to see it all, and we'll be seeing it all, including Bethlehem, Jericho, Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, Nazareth, and much, much more. Won't you join us on this special tour of Israel in March? For more information, just call us and we'll send you a brochure at 800-FAMILIES, 800-FAMILIES, option 5, or go on the web at twholyland.com. That's twholyland.com.
This is Tim Armstrong from the Worthy Walk radio program. I encourage you to listen as we work verse by verse through the scriptures each Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Time here on American Family Radio. Join me as we explore the Word of God and learn to apply its truths to our lives each day. The Worthy Walk radio program, Sundays at 9:30 a.m. Central Time on American Family Radio.
It's our first liberty, freedom of religion. An easy way to show your support for the First Amendment is with the Freedom of Religion buttons from the American Family Association. They're conversation starters and demonstrate what it means to have religious freedom in America. They're also a way to bring attention to how the First Amendment is under assault today. It needs support now more than ever. Get a pack of Freedom of Religion buttons at afastore.net.
How would you describe your health care? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is Christian health care sharing, a community of more than 200,000 believers across America who share each other's medical expenses. It's about half the cost of insurance, and it's fully acceptable under the law. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable health care for Christians.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-PSALM-23. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-PSALM-23. That's 855-PSALM-23.
This is Frank Affney with the Secure Freedom Minute. Here's a news flash that ought to feature prominently in tonight's vice presidential debate. Vladimir Putin's Russia has withdrawn from an agreement governing the disposal of plutonium usable in nuclear weapons. Even more ominous is its stated justification for doing so. The Kremlin blamed, quote, a fundamental change of the circumstances and the emergence of a threat to strategic stability as a result of unfriendly actions by the United States towards Russia, unquote. That sure sounds like it's laying the groundwork for conflict. Unfortunately, Dr. Mark Schneider, one of America's preeminent authorities on nuclear threats, has just determined that Putin is also modernizing and expanding his strategic nuclear forces in ways that will likely violate the seriously flawed New START treaty negotiated by President Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. A long overdue debate about restoring our deterrent must begin tonight. This is Frank Affney.
Don't forget to connect with Sandy Rios in the morning on Facebook or email Sandy at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
Scott Alcala was driving to San Jose to play golf with his father when he says he was hit by another car.
I look to my left just to check my mirrors, and I see a white flash.
Witnesses say a car going extremely fast swerved into Alcala, causing him to fishtail and cross into oncoming traffic.
I saw the Suburban coming right at me, about to just T-bone me right into the driver door, and I thought that was it. And then a second later, I kind of turned my head to in front of me, and it just smashed into the barrier.
Alcala says he and the other driver were miraculously able to get out of their cars without hitting anyone else.
To be an off-duty police officer, went and talked to the other driver of his vehicle. And as he approached him, he said, "Are you all right? That was way too fast. You shouldn't have been driving that fast." And he said, "I did it on purpose. It was in the name of Allah."
The police report says driver Amir Abbas Fakhraldin told police the collision was caused by Donald Trump's improper treatment of minorities and by Allah and other people's lack of faith in him. Fakhraldin estimated his speed was 200 miles per hour and told police he caused the crash by using psychic telekinetic powers to control the steering. The officer at the scene said the driver showed apathy and neglected interest.
He was no remorse, kind of. Just kind of went back to his car nonchalant, pulled out a water bottle, and just kind of posted up.
Police haven't specified if this was an act of terrorism, but Alcala thinks it was.
He was just trying to target as many people as he could. I don't really think it was like me personally. I think he was just trying to cause a pileup. Same as if, you know, some guy would, you know, throw a bomb in the middle of downtown. I mean, it's no different. It's the same thing.
All right, so then it goes on, and we're not going to play the next part, but he talks about Ocala's service in Afghanistan, and he talks about how he never thought he'd have to come back and be in a war zone, which is what he feels like he is. So that's the news story we just played. We are at live at the COVID. This is Sandy Rios in the morning, and now we have more gatherers because you guys went ahead and had breakfast. Did you save any for the rest of us? All right, we have people here from Florida. I was trying to find, we had Florida, Virginia, Alabama, Rhode Island, Georgia. Where else? Yell it out. Tennessee. Arkansas. North Dakota. New York. Do people believe in Jesus from New York? I'm kidding. You know, were you by any chance listening? Last year, Bruce and I went to New York City in December. We spent a weekend there. We were going to go see, he was taking me to the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir Christmas celebration. And there were a lot of reports on terror. There were a lot, something had just happened. Maybe the shooting in California. I think, yes, it was a Christmas party. Remember all those people were killed by the husband and wife? And so there was a lot of talk about danger and what might happen in New York. And I have to say, you know, I confess to you that this stuff gets to me. Yes, it does. And I worry, not worry for my safety, but I worry for the country. And I grieve and I mourn and I, you know, so I thought, you know, New York's probably not the best place to be right now. I expect it to be glum and dangerous. And instead, would you believe that God brought into our path unbelievable experiences? We went to Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, which was packed, people praising the Lord and worshiping. We went to a Verizon store, and a guy was talking about Jesus. Our maid in our hotel was talking to us about Jesus, and she recommended her church, which we ended up going to Times Square Church on Sunday morning. Thousands of people worshiping the Lord. I thought, this is not what I expected in New York. It just wasn't what I expected. But God is at work in his people right now, I think, in a mighty way. This is the untold story, and this is part of what Michael Brown was talking about last night. All right, I asked the question earlier, why you came. Some of you told me, a couple of you did. My husband has a microphone, but I'd like to know, you know, like this young lady right here, what brought you here this week to the Cove?
My husband and I have never had a vacation without the children. And when I saw that you were going to be here, I listened to you every day, and I started getting him up out of bed to hear you.
Oh, God. I'm really sorry.
I said, this woman knows a lot about what's going on. How does she have the time? And then I saw a picture of you, and I said, and she's beautiful. I mean, And I just wonder, because my husband's busy too, I don't know how your husband keeps track of you.
Do you know what? I was just thinking, your flashback, my mother's gone now. But I've always been sort of a type A student council. I was always doing everything. My mother used to say, when it was not so good, she'd say, Sandra Kay, you just drive yourself. And I don't know what that is. It's part of human nature. And it is true. It's a challenge for my husband. I don't think there's any question about it. But I have to say that God has given me a man who just, in fact, maybe I should let him speak for himself.
Yes.
Bruce, I should let you answer that, honestly. And don't make it all, you know, it's not all good. It's a problem sometimes.
Actually, I feel blessed and honored to be able to join in this, because on my own, I really don't do enough in my walk with the Lord for other people. And I feel like, because it didn't seem to be my gift, but to be able to do whatever little part I do with Sandy, that's his blessing to me, because it really sort of gives me a purpose in my life that I never had before.
You know, Bruce, I told him a story earlier about how the first time I went to speak back in Chicago after we were just dating, and you came, there was a huge group of people, and they wanted to talk to me after I spoke, and here he is, he doesn't even know hardly what I do, and here I've given a speech, as you can imagine, the content at the time, and I'm thinking, I'm not sure how he's going to feel about this, but I'm glad he's here, you know? And so all these people are lined up to talk to me, and it's taking forever, and I feel a tap on my shoulder. And I look back, and he hands me a Diet Coke. Well, you guys probably hear me talk. I'm a Diet Coke freak. I thought, is that the sweetest thing? He's just sitting back. He's an FBI agent. He's got his own life, his own concerns, but he is full. I just could tell this is a different kind of man. And then the other thing that happened when we were dating was I never had personal security, even when I was president of CWA. I just didn't do it. And I traveled by myself, and it's just the way it is. I was a single person, and so I was speaking at pro-life rally in Chicago. I was up on a stage, and Bruce was with me. We had marched in the march, and some guy jumped up on the stage and was, I don't know what he was going to do, but then another guy jumped up on the stage and took him down, and that was Bruce. And I thought, how blessed am I? How blessed am I? So you can see how God has brought him into my life, and We work on this together. He helps me a lot, and he never resents it. So, anyway, enough about that. Well, so what else? Where did you guys come from?
Ohio, Mansfield, Ohio.
Mansfield, Ohio. Oh yeah, we've been through there many, many times. All right. So, other people, why did you come this week to the Cove at the retreat here at the Cove? Anybody? Anybody? Maybe you're still trying to figure out why you came. Here's the guy. Here's the guy right here, Bruce. Here's a gentleman.
Well,
your
first
name,
of all,
sir. Your
first
name,
of all, we came to celebrate our 47th anniversary with this beautiful woman sitting right next to
are
me.
Are you kidding me? She looks like she's 30. Are you kidding me?
47.
Are you sure that's not your daughter?
October 18th. So.
Seriously, you're very young and beautiful.
And she's the mother of five children, all of whom she homeschooled for 25 plus years or whatever.
My goodness.
So she's incredible.
Wow. Wow.
But we listened to you in the morning too, Sandy. She would listen to AFR 24/7 if she could. She wears out radios doing it, and batteries. You should see how many batteries we go through. But your infectious enthusiasm comes through every morning, even though a lot of what you have to talk about is pretty rough news. It's an encouragement to us, and we appreciate everything you do to keep us informed and encourage us. So thank you. And all of the team at AFR.
Yes, all the team, absolutely. There's Adam and Jeff, and Jade does the phones back there. And then, of course, Wesley has never done this before. And he came all the way. He set this thing up this morning, yesterday, and he's doing a great job.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Wesley. I think we have a new career for him. You know, that is God. What you just said is absolutely God, because when I did 3 hours of radio for many years, I did a lot of variety. I mean, we had fun segments. I used to have a veterinarian, Dr. Shelley Rubin, who owns a big hospital downtown Chicago, and we had a lot of fun talking about pets. We do that once a month. I know nothing about pets. That was the shtick. I mean, he's like, I don't know. And so we had a lot of fun, and when I took this morning show, it's like, how in the world, because all of the news, which I'm certainly steeped in, what do you do? So you sort of feel your way along, and we started doing this hard news. It was like, first thing in the morning, oh, my word, can people handle? And with no relief, you know, because it's hard to be funny by yourself. I used to be funny. Actually, I used to be funny on radio. I'm not so funny now. One of the ladies yesterday when we came in said, oh, you must have fun on your show in the mornings. Do we have fun? No, not really. We don't have very much fun. But We decided to go this really concentrated, you know, and who would have thought that people, that it would be received in the way that you all have received it. And that I really do think that's God, because it is a, I would never choose that formula, would you? First thing in the morning, tell everybody all the bad news as fast as you can in rapid succession to start their day. But anyway, thanks for that. I really do see God's hand in that. Okay, so what? Anybody else? Where did you? Why did you come this week?
Show of hands. I'm Randy Nelson, and from Ohio, just south of Columbus, Ohio. And we listen to you in the mornings, and before we get ready for the day, and catch up on what the real news is. And then we go on our day, and we decided, well, let's go down to the retreat and see what it's all about. And so we're here, and we enjoy it. We enjoy you and the whole programs.
Thank you. Thank you, Randy, and thanks for making that long trip. All right. Oh, yes, ma'am.
I'm Hazel Liner. We're from Tullahoma, Tennessee. On at 7.
Are you serious?
So I have to set my timer to remember to listen to you.
What do you do when you get up? Do you get
and I do my best thinking and my best praying early in the morning, and I want to be up at that time. So yes, I'm ready for the hard news when you come on, Sandy.
Okay,
but so you're up against some really good talk radio in Nashville, Tennessee. But I switched to you and. Love you and prayed for you through your bike accident. Couldn't believe. That was horrendous. We're glad you're doing well, it seems. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'm not complaining. Grateful about that. All right, so we have a big election coming up, and do you have any stories, any things, that encounters, conversations you're having with people that you'd like, just things you're seeing, just something about the election that's noteworthy that you want to share? Here, right here. Our mom of 5 kids who homeschooled them.
My name is Mary Beth. I did want to say that one of the great things is your content and the fact that we can turn on that radio in the morning and know what's happened. I don't know who does your research, but let me tell you, it's just over the top. And I always can trust what you say, and that is very valuable to us. Your research is amazing, and your program is wonderful. Lots of heart, and like Michael said last night, you know, compassionate heart, but backbone of steel.
Yes.
I like that, and that kind of describes you. But one of the other things that you and Tim were talking about that relates to the election, you said something that, which you usually do, you said something that was very important to me, and you were talking about re-education camps. And I feel like the left's agenda would be that every school in America would be a re-education camp. And that if anything scares me, it's that I don't worry about our generation, but I really am concerned about the younger generation. And I think that this election would have a lot to do with that.
Oh, that's, yeah, very well said. Well, listen, thank you for all your kind personal comments. Didn't expect that, but I really appreciate it. We'll be back here tomorrow talking about the debate tonight, the vice presidential debate, so come and join us. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.
American Family Radio.
AFR Talk.